What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Today, at 1 p.m. at the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor, you can learn a painting technique that is positively fantastic. You can work on a watercolor portrait of a family pet. Erica Elizabeth will guide you step by step. You can practice the art of perfecting fur or scales in watercolor. Beginners are welcome. WendellGilleyMuseum.org for all the details. Everyone is invited to the Blue Hill Public Library today, for reception and artist talk with Maine artists Carolyn Butera. Her show, Mytilus edulis, or more familiarly, the Blue Mussel, is on display at the library for the month of February. But today, 3 to 5 p.m., is the reception. Her original watercolor paintings and fine art prints will be on display, and she can discuss her process and answer questions. You might want to check out Blue Hill Library's schedule for Art History and Hands-On with Margaret Baldwin, happening now through May. You get to watch a movie about an artist and then try working in that artist's style. BHPL.net for all the info on all the events happening there. Come to Sargentville's library tomorrow. No, we do not do that. Tomorrow, Sunday, the Library Book Club will be discussing The Mourner's Bestiary by Aaron Caffell as part of their program of events exploring the theme Legacy and Lore, stories, heritage, and traditions that shape our sense of place. This tiny one-room library's February Book Club will meet at 4 p.m. Go to sargentvillelibrary.org for more information on this discussion and to see the other events coming up. It's a tiny library, but it's a nice program of events. On Wednesday, February 11th, the Blue Hill Congregational Church is having a walk-in cafe with Valentine cookie decorating. At the church? No, at the Blue Hill YMCA. This is a casual social gathering, including refreshments, conversation, and cookie decorating fun. All ages are welcome. You can come at 9:30, stay until 11:30, or pop in at any time. Do you need more information about Wednesday's event? Call the Blue Hill Y or the Congregational Church. Cynthia Winning's Midwinter Valentine's Day show is coming up on Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. It's not like that, though. This is happening 4:30 to 7:30. The annual wintry show features many local artists. The list is long, but Jenny Brillhart's work will be there, Marshall Brown, Avi Clare, Anna Dibble, Sarah Doremus, Dev Tadulin with his jewelry, Maureen Farr, Heather Lyon, Megan McGill, Buzz Masters, Patricia Wheeler, Cynthia Winnings, Goody B. Wiseman. It's a one-day show. The gallery will be full of beauty and sparkle to lift the spirit. There is a warning. Please dress warmly. And I say, why not add a little sparkle or Valentine red to your outfit, to your down coat, to your hat? Anyway, you can find out more information at the website for Cynthia Winning's gallery about that event happening on Friday the 13th. Did you know it's Fiber February? They're celebrating at the Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville. The hours are limited, so check the website, reversingfalls.org, for details about this art show. Dan Cook, who is displaying his new adventure, is going to tell us all about it. Take it away, Dan.
Happy Fiber February! On display now, for the month of February, are fiber creations from Maine artists. One of the works is the loon bag. The loon bag is presented in two styles, two ways. There are both summer and winter styles in either crossbody or strapless clutch style bags. The summer style has the contrasting white and black with red detail in the eye, while the winter look is black with seasonal eye color of white. Stop in to see these works in person at the Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville or check it out online at theloonbag.com.
Thank you, Dan. The opening for this show is today at 1 p.m. in Brooksville. Southwest Harbor Library has a card-making station set up this week, so you, all ages are invited, can make a card for someone you love. You could add a poem, too. Roses are red. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Or perhaps something a la Ogden Nash. I love you more than a duck can swim and more than a grapefruit squirts. Don't forget to show WERU some love. A recurring monthly gift fits perfectly into your budget and helps WERU with theirs. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?